Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Danny Lesson, who is the CEO of Elmo Software. Danny, great to talk to you.
Yeah, really good to talk to you today, Tom.
Now let's talk a little bit about Elmo and what you do. So you basically provide software as a service to the HR industry. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, it's going really well. We're a company in growth mode, and we're firmly executing on our growth strategy at the moment. So good take up by the organisations in Australia and New Zealand. We certainly have a growing brand equity in the region.
Indeed, it's off talk about a company. What is it about your software that when you turn up to HR managers makes them think, wow, we're really going to onboard this stuff?
Yeah, what organisations are looking for is they're looking for a more of a convergent, frictionless platform that can assist them in all aspects of managing people, pay and processes in their organization. And Elmo's in a unique position as having the widest functionality of all HR, payroll, rostering and time and attendance suites in the region.
So when you say frictionless, it means that your software can easily be backed up to the legacy system of an organization. You bind it together and it works straight off the bat.
Yeah, so that's part of it. So we eliminate the friction when we integrate, say, with financial systems or other legacy systems. But even internally, there's multiple functionality within our system, not only to manage HR function, but also payroll and rostering and time and attendance. So it puts us in a unique position for an organization. They only have to have a single vendor relationship. Their users only have to use a single dashboard, so there's a single user experience, and it integrates nicely with a single user profile user ID. So it means that they don't have to deal with multiple vendors, but rather just with Elmo, and we have extensive support across Australia and New Zealand to assist our clients through that implementation and to support them thereafter.
Now, if you were just thinking about this area and the sort of moat that might exist around this type of business, is the barrier to entry substantial, or is it basically one where you could see quite a number of entrants coming into this space over time?
Well, what puts us in a unique position is actually the width of the solution. We've also been operating in the region since 2002, when I established the company. And we've established a reputation not only for meeting the expectations of our clients, but having a pure SaaS DNA, we continuously evolve the functionality, the interoperability, and the usability of the solution to meet their future needs. So it's really more of a partnership with the local companies, and we have a very good brand equity and a good reputation.
And that implies quite a deal of stickiness in terms of what you've just described.
Absolutely. So in terms of our retention rate, it's sitting at over 93%. And the lifetime value for the whole customer cohort is sitting at around about $430 million. So again, very, very sticky. We've got very little churn. And we continuously invest in the product and the processes to meet the expectations of our customers.
And most recently, you've moved down the path of a new growth strategy. Tell us exactly what that's all about.
Yes, so up to 2 years ago, we focused mainly on functionality around the HR process. Now we've expanded the platform to bridge the gap to payroll. So it's a seamless integration with our payroll system. And recently we acquired a business that facilitated rostering and time and attendance. So now through a single platform, organizations that use Elmo can not only manage their permanent employees, but also their shift workers or their part-time employees with that rostering and time and attendance feature. So it's a real widening of the value proposition. What we've also experienced as we fill out this convergence strategy is we're getting more attachment or traction from what we define as the lower mid-market. That's organizations we define as having between 50 and 200 employees. They are highly manual in their processes up to this point, but they are looking for a single solution to automate that process for themselves. And they're looking at Elmo, and we've had a lot of recent wins in this area, so much so that we've actually invested in a specialist sales team just to focus on these smaller companies.
You have really stood out over the course of the last couple of years because of the revenue growth that you've seen. When you look out over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, what's front of mind for you in terms of the levers that you need to pull to keep that revenue growing at a similar sort of rate?
Well, we've been focusing really on the region, so on Australia and New Zealand, and it's quite a large market opportunity. There's about 12,000 organisations with 100 employees and above. We've touched about 9% of the addressable market, and we've only rolled out an average of 2.2 modules for those existing clients. Now we have a total of 13 modules, so there's a lot of headroom for increasing that revenue opportunity with existing clients, and there's a 91% of the market we haven't touched already. So there is a lot of headroom for growth in the immediate region.
Danny, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.